Let's take a look at a notebook where we've got a little bit of code that highlights what it was that we talked about previously. So what we're going to notice here is we're going to start off by loading up our pandas library just as we normally would in Python code, because again, obviously we're writing Python, by simply saying import pandas as PD. Now, I'm actually going to leave this behind for just a second here. I actually want to do things out of order, and then I'm going to double back. So what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to run this line of code right here where I'm trying to use that pandas library. And what you're going to notice, of course, is that it's going to give us an error message saying, hey, I don't know what PD is. PD is not defined. The reason that it's not defined is because, of course, we didn't run that little line of code right up top. So let's run that. So I'll do a real quick shift enter. That will actually move me down. You'll notice now I can see the little number 2 right there. That tells me that this is run. And so now I can keep on keeping on and create our little basic series here. So when I run this, what you're going to notice is my output here is going to be my data type. It's telling me the data type that's inside of there, object or string really. And you'll notice my index over here of 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. You're also going to notice that cool little trick that we talked about previously, where if I just put a variable or some operation that's going to return back a value at the end line inside of a cell, that it will just simply print that out, boom, we go ahead, we have airports, and that will just go ahead and print that out right there. And that's something I find myself doing quite frequently, because especially when you're dealing with data that you've loaded in from somewhere else, maybe you've done a couple of manipulations on it, now you want to see what the updated values are, you want to see maybe whether or not you did things correctly, you know, those types of things. It's a very quick and easy way that that you can do that, and it will just simply print out. If I want to go in and access a particular item, then I can do that by its index, so we'll go grab 2. That's, of course, going to be the third item. All counting starts with 0. So that's going to give me back London Heathrow. And then you'll also notice that I could loop through all of the items, do a real quick print, and then you're going to notice that it gives me all of the values back. I do want to do a real quick aside here. And I want to point out one subtle little thing that I'll sometimes get asked when I'm doing notebooks here, that you'll notice that up at the very top with London Heathrow, that I've got the single quotes there, kind of indicating the fact that it's a string. And then you'll notice down below that I don't get that, that I just simply get the string without the single quotes. And you might be wondering, well, why the difference there? What's happening? And what's happening there is effectively what's in charge of displaying something out on the screen. When you use print, print is going to write something out to the console. And print has its own way of writing things out to the console. And in this case, my notebook is playing the role of the console. So we're seeing really the exact same output that we would see if we were running this locally. So no single quotes or anything like that. It's just simply writing out to the console. That's the expected behavior. And we're done. So it's not my notebook that's printing it out, but rather really it's print that's in control of how that's going to be printed out. On the flip side, however, if I just simply do this, where I'm executing a little bit of code, that's what I'm doing there, I'm saying airports and then my indexer of 2, I'm executing a little bit of code, that code is then going to return back a value to me. In that case, it's now going to be Jupyter that's in charge of printing that out. And that's why we're getting the little string there, because it's indicating to me, giving me a little bit of a hint there of the data type as well. So it's showing me, hey, this is a string, and that's why I'm seeing those single quotes there. So to distill all of that down, the difference between those two is print is just in charge. It's printing out all of those values, as opposed to just executing a little bit of code that's giving me a value back. When the notebook is in charge, then it's the notebook that's going to determine how that's going to be output. And the people who did up Jupyter and put all of this together decided, hey, we also want to indicate to you the data type, And that's why you're getting the single quotes there. So if you were curious, that's what's going on. All right, back to our regularly scheduled programming here. Let's take a look at a data frame. So now what we're gonna do is execute the exact same bit of code that we saw on the slide. What you're gonna notice is that we've got our list of lists. So we've got right here, Seattle, Tacoma, Seattle, and USA as a list. Each one of those entries is now going to become a cell inside of a row. And so when I run this, you're gonna notice down below that now, there we go. That is now a row as promised. And then you'll also notice that each of the first entries then becomes a column. And then you'll notice my column names are the rather unhelpful 0, 1, and 2. If we have the opportunity to name something, we should almost always take that opportunity. And so that's what we're gonna do right here, is we're going to indicate, hey, let's put in some columns here. So let's identify the first one as name, the second one as city, and then the third as country. So now let's go ahead and run that. And now you're gonna notice the output there with our name, our city, and our country. Okay, as I highlighted towards the end of the last little video there where we were introing all of this, there's an awful lot that we can do with data frames. This is how we can go in and create them. In the next section, we're gonna take a look at how we can start to manipulate them a little bit and start to see what's going on inside of them.